Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We had to figure out how AB's grilling experience has been going. So AB has been planning this bachelorette party, which is kind of like a camping experience. What's it called?
Camp Crane.
Camp Crane. That's the theme of the bachelor party. She's the maid of honor of two weddings, and this is bachelorette party number one that she spent 100 hours planning.
Yes.
But it's got like an outdoorsy feel, huh?
Yeah, so we thought for lunch on Saturday, I was like, you know, whenever my family has people over, they're like, oh, we'll just grill like hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's very campy.
The go-to thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, we'll just grill hot dogs and hamburgers. And then as like the weeks kept coming and I was like, okay, wait, I don't know how to grill.
You don't know how to grill?
I've never grilled in my life.
Really?
And so I was
like, you can't man the grill?
No. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for grilling for 10 people. I've never done it before. So I asked my best friend, Elizabeth, her fiance, I was like, because he's grilled for me all the time. I was like, can you teach me how to grill?
He's the grill,
like,
he's the grill master.
Can you come with us?
Yeah, I should have honestly brought him.
Hey, we have a personal chef this weekend.
Exactly. I'd
like to meet you, future husband for a different wedding.
So last weekend, I went to his apartment and he was like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to grill. Of course, it's pouring rain.
Oh.
Absolutely, like downpour. And my other friend was responsible for bringing an umbrella. She forgot it.
That's so funny.
She had one job, couldn't do it. So he took it very seriously. He was like, you know, you put this
on. Oh, you still went and grilled in the rain?
Yes, we still.
She was committed to this.
This was the last, it was the last weekend before the actual weekend of the bachelorette trip.
And
so we were like, we have to.
That's how good of a griller this guy is, to be able to grill in the rain.
It's not easy.
I was surprised he agreed to it.
Yeah,
that's an impressive. So he was good.
Okay. Yes.
So how was Mr. Miyagi of grilling?
So first of all, he lives in an apartment and you have to like hop the fence to get to the grill, or you have to go all the way around and blah, blah. So
sometimes they're inconvenienced.
So he was just like, okay, first hop this fence. And I'm like, okay, so we hop the fence, get over to the grill.
Don't use the hot dogs and hamburgers.
We're already drenched after 2 seconds. And he turned the grill like way on high. We put them all on and he's like, okay, set a timer for 4 minutes. So then we hop the fence again, hang out in his apartment for 4 minutes, go back. Every single thing is burnt to a crisp. Perfect.
So your grill master sucked. He burnt Who was the fault?
I think it was just the chaotic mess of he turned it on too high, obviously. It's pouring down rain. He had like the timer going off outside on his phone while he's trying to teach me, but he didn't want to touch it and get it wet. So he's like teaching me how to grill, and then you're hearing the in the background. And then we just kind of had to like walk back to the group we were with and be like, here's our meal.
I knew right away that this was going to be a terrible idea. One, because of the rain, but two, AB sent us a picture of her with her items that she cooked and or charred. And these burgers look whack. They're like,
they look whack.
They look like hockey pucks, and the cheese isn't even melted. It's just like a piece of American cheese on top.
Hannah was like, what did you do? This is so.
But I do blame your teacher because you were asking for help, and if that's the help you received.
And then
you didn't ask
we...
Kevin and I. We're good grillers. Yeah. Are you good at the grill, Kevin, actually?
No, actually, my wife. No. She's
my mom
the
is, too. My mom's
grill.
Great.
Yes. I actually
Brett,
do.
You've grilled for us.
I grill. Yeah, I like to grill. I just grilled yesterday. You could have asked me.
Yeah. But then after we saw that they were burnt to a crisp, I was like, maybe I should just make tacos. And he goes, yeah, I'm smelling tacos.
So that's it?
Even your
I'm not grilling.
That's
for a
camping
party.
No, you can't make tacos. That's not Camp Crane. Camp Crane, your fiesta dinner.
Yeah, that's literally what's happening.
So you guys aren't grilling at all?
No.
No?
Fiesta.
No.
Fiesta.
Yeah, fiesta Crane. This is the biggest fiesta camp out I've ever been to. My son cooked a hot dog. It's a hot dog. You can't even make a hot...
Hey, you're celebrating Diaz de Mayo.